T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show. We are on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Hey, reminder tomorrow, if you're heading out to Road America, look for us. We're going to be inside the media center and then out around the track after the fact. But tomorrow, really looking forward to it because it is Indy Day as the Indianapolis cars come running through Road America and Elkhart Lake tomorrow. I can't wait. I that and the Xfinity Series, when we get a chance to get out of the studio and head up to the racetrack, We were in Sonoma, California a few years ago, Mike Clemens and I, during Super Bowl out in San Francisco, and we stayed in Sonoma. And Sonoma has that road course there. We had a chance to go see it. Everybody says, well, this is beautiful. It's okay. It kind of elevates into the side of a hill, but you can go up on one point on that hill and see the entire track. It's a track. There's nothing spectacular about it. Road America is stunning. And hopefully you get a chance to go out there and enjoy it. If you're going to do some camping on site, it should be a lot of fun. But we're going to be there starting tomorrow and throughout the weekend. But starting tomorrow, I'm going to be up there doing the Bill Michaels Show and really, really looking forward to it. Hey, this portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Cousin Subs. Now, a reminder, if you want to be a VIP at Summerfest, well, you can enter the Big Gig giveaway from Cousin Subs and Summerfest. 11 concerts and 11 nights at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater during Summerfest means 11 chances to win. Now, each VIP concert package includes a couple of tickets, a parking pass, gift cards, and a whole lot more. 11 people are going to win this one-of-a-kind experience, and one of them could be you. So enter daily at cousinsubs.com/biggiggiveaway, and you can experience your best Summerfest ever. That's right around the corner. I can't believe that's here as well. Cousin Subs, it's where they believe in better. That is from our friends at Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Hope to be joined here in just a few by the reliever Jeremy Jeffress. Not a great day at the ball yard yesterday. The Brewers kind of come limping back home. And after getting swept by the San Diego Padres, now they have a really tough team in the Cincinnati Reds coming to town. And I'm going to ask JJ, because the Reds pitching staff is, you heard us just a little while ago with Mo Egger from ESPN in Cincinnati, talking about the resurgence of some of their pitchers and the way the pitching staff has been. Their third-best ERA in all of baseball, fifth-best whip in all of baseball. They've given up the second-fewest home runs in all of baseball. And is it any wonder, knowing that Derek Johnson is their pitching coach and Lee Tunnell is their bullpen coach, kind of putting the band back together from last season's Brewers run, those two guys then left and they went to Cincinnati, and now they're doing the wonders for the Cincinnati staff. So, and they really brag about Kalem Cotham, who is the assistant pitching coach there. And he's been a guy that's kind of been a student of Derek Johnson's for a while. So they have something special going on there. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get JJ in the program with us as well. Stay tuned for that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it, 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockeyTalkLine. You can get a hold of us there. Brewers coming back kind of on a down note right now, and taking the philosophy that we were discussing a little bit earlier regarding the Milwaukee Bucks and looking at the Bucks and that team and the expectation coming into the season. Now, the offseason is not culminated yet. As a matter of fact, it really, until tonight, it really hasn't got underway. There's been some trades, but nothing of major ilk to the point regarding the Bucks. So the next question became, okay, what is the expectation? If you basically put the band back together, can you really expect this team to be in the finals unless it's through osmosis of teams around them getting worse? So I'll take this to the opposite thing, or not to the opposite, but to a different sport. I'll take it to baseball. The expectations for the Brewers coming into the season were take the next step, get that one extra win, get yourself into the World Series. And, you know, hopefully win it, obviously, but get yourself to the World Series. So where this team is at right now, I think we can all agree that there's some struggles. I don't think I'm speaking out of school when I say that. There are some struggles here. Travis Shaw, Jesus Aguilar, struggling mightily. Things just not good, okay? You look at guys like Yasmani Grandal, they've been really good. I mean, it's the catching position, the offensive output has been really good. Mike Moustakas has been solid. Batting average of .279, .933 OPS, 21 dingers. He's been really solid. We knew Christian Yelich would be, okay? So, and Yasmani Grandal, as I had mentioned, hitting .273 with 16 dingers on the season, a .914 OPS, and a .378 on base percentage, right? So that's been fantastic. Then you look, obviously, Lorenzo Cain is struggling at .252, okay? .667 OPS, has a .308 on base percentage, but nowhere near what his numbers were last year. Recently, Hernan Perez, he has struggled. Now hitting .237 with a .666 OPS. Struggling. Orlando Arcia got off to a hot start, was hitting over .260, has slowly sunk a little bit. .236 with a .682 OPS. But Jesus Aguilar, who is barely over .200, hitting .202, he at least has a .311 on base percentage because he does take some walks. Got a pretty good eye at the plate. But as far as being able to hit the ball, 45 strikeouts on the season and 163 at bats, hitting .202 with a .636 OPS. A slugging percentage out of his numbers, which should be probably over 15 homers by now, he's sitting with 5 and a .388 slugging percentage. Nothing, you know? Travis Shaw, 169 with a .570 OPS. It's a struggle right now. So we'll get into that discussion coming up here momentarily about the Brewers and about where they sit right now. They come back home hoping to get a little home cooking, hoping to get a few wins. Let's bring him in, our buddy Jeremy Jeffress.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffress deals, and he struck him out, and the Brewers win!
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations in Wisconsin, locally owned, and by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. GIA certified diamond experts in Greenfield and Glendale and at roberthackdiamonds.com.
My goodness, Jeffress slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
Brewers coming back home, hoping to get a little home cooking, and a tough day at the ball yard, really on the road trip, for that matter, as the Brewers not as successful as they'd like to be, but our guy Jeremy Jeffress on the line with us now. JJ, how you doing?
Not bad, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. You tell me. So when you have a road trip like that, it's not the way you want it to go, obviously. So it's a long flight back from San Diego after a heartbreaking loss, but what is the mindset of this team right now?
Just honestly, man, I think the best way to put it, we just got to play more for each other. We're not playing Brewer baseball right now. Just the fact of the matter is, we're not playing, you know, just for each other. Each and every day we come to the clubhouse, we gotta make sure that everybody's holding each other accountable for what they're doing. You're holding yourself accountable for what you're doing. But like I said, baseball is a funny game. You can't beat yourself down too much. Yeah, we lost. Yeah, we lost to some pretty bad teams. But I mean, that's baseball at the end of the day. And then you just got to bounce back. We are glad to be home. Long flight last night, like you said. We're glad to be back. Some nice weather, and we're gonna rock and roll.
The winning hasn't been as easy over the last couple of weeks. As you know, baseball is a long season. But is the team down on itself at all right now, or is this just, hey, the road trip's over, next opponent, here come the Reds?
No, it's not. It's not like a way. It's not like a point where we're like, let's find a way. You know, let's find a way to get through it, or find a way to finish these last couple, you know, games before All-Star break. More of like, dude, we know who we are. Like, all that unfinished business talk we had, like, it's not going to be put into place unless we continue to play good baseball. And it just seems like, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's just one road trip. We're not playing Brewer baseball. We got to make a change. You know, we're not panicking. We're not making any moves. So it's not like, you know, we need to do something drastic. So we just need to play baseball.
We were sitting here talking a little while ago. One of the guys from ESPN down in Cincinnati, Mo Egger, was talking about how it's been this huge, you know, breath of fresh air and this uplifting experience bringing in Lee Tunnell and Derek Johnson into the Reds organization. And it's no wonder. I mean, the, you know, third best ERA in baseball, fewest home runs given up and all that kind of stuff. What is it like right now? Because you guys had to adapt and change a little bit, bringing in Chris Hook and company. How has it been as far as that side of things go in the pitching staff?
They're good. I feel like I don't think it's nothing that the pitching coaches could do. I mean, they are there to mediate and, you know, give good advice, you know, to our pitchers. But I don't think it's nothing they could do. They evaluate and get with the video guys on just how to pitch guys. And at the end of the day, they tell the pitcher, and then we go out there and dominate. That's the biggest key is. It's how bad do you want it at the end of the day? How much are you going to prepare? How much are you going to work? How much are you going to be yourself and not try to be someone else? Because, you know, that could be a big problem. You're trying to do more than what you're capable of, trying to be someone else, trying to, you know, do all that other stuff. And, just, I mean, you just got to play your game. So it's not about our coaches, you know, being in our faces or stuff like that. It's about us going out there and wanting it and getting the job done.
You talk about doing too much. Now you look at guys like, and I feel bad, Travis Shaw a couple years ago had a tremendous season. He's really struggling now. Jesus is struggling right now. Even Lokane is struggling a little bit right now offensively. Do you say anything at all? Or if there is something you say, I mean, these guys are trying to press to get out of it. I mean, it's like sometimes you watch them swing and they're trying to end their drought with one big swing of the bat. Yeah. What do you say to guys? Because you've been there where you struggle. You come in, you just two or three outings, and you're like, I can't figure this out. I think I'm throwing my good stuff, but I can't figure it out. What do you say to guys that are going through that?
I mean, especially those guys. I mean, the hitters, I mean, they're to the point where, I mean, hitting is already hard enough. You can't. I don't think you can beat them down. I feel like you gotta evaluate more of how you're approaching guys. You wanna approach a guy like you really want to get a hit really bad when you go up to it. I'm pretty sure each one of those guys are like, I mean, Lorenzo, he's been lining out. He's been doing his ground balls in the infield and just not beating them by an inch, man. It's unbelievable. And Aggie, man, he's just missing the ball. That's all. So I don't think you tell them anything. I just feel like you keep uplifting them and keep, you know, having their back because they're doing the right thing. It's not like, you know, they're not coming to the ballpark with an attitude ready to play. They're doing the right thing each and every day. You can see Travis Shaw every day, you know, working his butt off and it's just not going his way, man.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you, so is in baseball, as we know, it's a long season, and they always say you're only as good as your next day starter, but in baseball, is there a jumping off point that you could say, you know, hey, you get a big come from behind win, or you get a couple of jacks or what have you, and all of a sudden everything begins to flow really well that can put you right back on track?
True. Yes. Consistency is key in this game. So if we do have one of those games where you could, like you said, come from behind, and then the next day you win again, and that means you want a series. So, I mean, we're looking to win series here. We're not looking to win every single game of the season. We're looking to win series, and, you know, we do that, we're going to be in a good position.
Always good to chat with you, my friend. We certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on. I know it's been a tough road trip. Hopefully you get a couple of wins, you get back at it, and then we're talking about happiness again next week.
Most definitely.
All right, buddy.
Sure.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
There you go. Jeremy Jeffress, our reliever, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Stay tuned. We got a lot more to talk about regarding the Milwaukee Brewers and the Bucks. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Jeremy Jeffress on the Bill Michaels Show. Sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. GIA-certified diamond experts in Greenfield and Glendale and at roberthackdiamonds.com. And by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations in Wisconsin, locally owned. Hear JJ every Tuesday at 1:30 on The Bill Michaels Show and on demand at BillMichaelsSports.com.
My goodness, Jeffress slams the door.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I think the best way to put it, we just got to play more for each other. We're not playing Brewer baseball right now. Just the fact of the matter is, we're not playing, you know, just for each other. Each and every day we come to the clubhouse, we gotta make sure that everybody's holding each other accountable for what they're doing. You're holding yourself accountable for what you're doing. But like I said, baseball is a funny game. You can't beat yourself down too much. Yeah, we lost. Yeah, we lost to some pretty bad teams. But, I mean, that's baseball at the end of the day. And then you just got to bounce back. We are glad to be home. Long flight last night, like you said. We're glad to be back. Some nice weather. And we're gonna rock and roll.
Welcome back, and you hope they do, as the Brewers are getting set to take on the Cincinnati Reds coming up tonight. And I found it interesting. One of the questions that I had asked him was about, you know, Lee Tunnel and Derek Johnson, obviously. And he said, look, it's not the coaches. The coaches can give you enough information for you to be successful. It's up to you to go out and execute, and I completely agree. But there is something to be said about good coaching and an atmosphere that's created. And one of the things that we had a concern about was how good would this staff be when Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnel both left. When these two guys left, it's interesting because when they're here and things were good and there was a large success, you thought, wow, this is great. I mean, they've created this culture. Things are really, really good. And, you know, they get all the credit. And then when they leave, well, it's not the coaches. It's, you know, which I agree. Look, hey, pitchers are pitchers. It's the execution going out there. But there are pitchers, you know, that can say the atmosphere that is created, the information that you are given, the thought process in setting up particular hitters and tendencies that is noticed by coaches can give you an edge, even though you're the one who has to go execute, can give you an edge. Is there any thought to the Brewers have given up the 12th most home runs in all of baseball? The Reds, second fewest. You know, remember we were talking about that. Third best ERA in baseball, the Reds. Brewers, 17th. Last year, they were top 10. Throughout the season, best whip in baseball goes to the Dodgers. Oh, look, right there, top 10. Number 5, the Cincinnati Reds. The Milwaukee Brewers, 18th. I think there's something to be said for the coaches that can help you be better. You go execute, but who helps you be better? And I think all of us were a little shocked that, you know, Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnel both were not brought back by this management group. So I don't think it's any coincidence that Cincinnati is now finding a resurgence, and some of these pitchers that everybody had counted out for dead are all of a sudden turning their careers back around in Cincinnati. And as we heard from Mo Egger a little while ago, he said, look, everybody knows it's done in large part due to the coaches that have come in that used to be with the Milwaukee Brewers. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, all over the state, well beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate. If you have low T, you may not know it, but maybe you're moody, maybe you're sluggish, no stamina, no energy at all. Maybe, and you're over the age of 30, go in and get your numbers checked. It takes you maybe 10, 15 minutes tops. And they'll let you know where you're at, and maybe if you're low, they can set you up on a program almost immediately. So all you got to do is call 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Give them a shout. In addition to that, they have the all-in-one weight loss program. And I started totaling it up, and the commercials have always said about 70 pounds, and it's actually about 73 total from where I started a couple of years ago on this. and even more than that from years and years and years ago. But that's where it's at. I mean, it's been a fantastic program, and I highly, highly recommend it. And if you're looking to shed a few pounds, especially as now they're telling us the weather is going to get warmer beginning today and tomorrow, and for the next 14 days anyway, it's 70s and 80s, then you may want to start wearing the T-shirt and you want to look better and feel better. Jumpstart the new you. Don't run out of time. It's our friends over at Neumel Medical. Call them 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. A couple of things. This one is from Mike, who says, not fearing the Brewers' slide at all. The bats went cold, and when they were hot, the pitching was bad. Just need to kind of regroup at home this weekend. Also, this team isn't designed to win those types of ballparks, which will eat up the home run. But they were winning there last year. You know? That's the thing. They were winning those games last year. They're not doing that right now. This is from Snail Mail, who says, hey guys, love the Jeremy Jeffers interview. He seems to be really down and seems like guys in that clubhouse are playing kind of selfish, How do you play for one another, I understand what he's saying about picking guys up and helping guys out. Do you think guys are now trying to do too much on their own? That's one of the things that specifically he said. But in baseball, it's not like in football or basketball where a guy all of a sudden, you know, starts kind of doing his own thing. Basketball specifically, where he just starts to jack it up because he wants to win the ball game. Okay, it's more so in basketball, even less in football, and even less in baseball. Because, you know, how do you play for yourself? You know what I mean? You can't make a catch diving in the outfield and then run it in to try to tag the runner out. You know, I think what he's trying to talk about is guys are trying to do too much at the plate. They're trying to, you know, much like I said, sometimes you look at Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar, the way they swing, and it's like they're trying to make all the bad numbers go away in one swing of the bat. And that's not going to get you there. You just need to start getting consistent. You know, just and you just go through the motions. You're just swinging for contact. You're swinging for a hit. You know, he mentioned Lorenzo Cain. Lorenzo Cain's run into some tough outs. But right now with Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar, if these guys are going to be on the roster, and for all intents and purposes they are, consistency now is the thing. Just get into a groove. And it all starts with first contact. And so that, I think, is probably what he's talking about, probably at least closest to it is what he's talking about. Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette is going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little Packers football. That's coming up. Don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Love Bud Light. They're a big supporter of our motorcycle ride and have been for 12 years. They've been with us a long time. Thanks to them for being a part of the program. Eric Brancheck, Green Bay Press-Gazette. He is up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We're glad you're on board today. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Appreciate it big time. Bill Michaels Show continuing on. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Don't forget our friends over at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association reminding you the summer blend is here, which means if you want to save some money at the pump, go with Unleaded 88 or the Flex Fuel, the E85. Don't forget, the Unleaded 88 can save you some cash, so can the E85 if you have a Flex Fuel vehicle. If you've got a car newer than 2001, you can use the Unleaded 88, and it helps the corn growers here in the state of Wisconsin, the biofuels, the workers at the biofuel plant as well. A lot of things happening in the state of Wisconsin when it comes to fueling your vehicle. And make sure you get all the facts, all the information. Go to wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org. And don't take my word for it. See for yourself. We've been telling you about this for a while. You can find Unleaded 88 mainly at Quick Trip and at Jets. And there are some other locations that carry it. But look for Unleaded 88 at the pump, and that will save you some additional cash. Bring him in now, Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Eric, how you doing?
Oh, man. It's a lovely day, man. Can you believe it?
We got a little bit of sun. I know that. We haven't seen the sun in forever. So other than that, you know, I'm thrilled. But
and it's actually
know.
Dry.
Yeah, tell me about it. So let me ask you this: you've been following this saga from afar. Give me your take on LaFleur. Give me your take on Rodgers, relationships, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think it's really going to be interesting.
You know, what's funny is Aaron Rodgers has always, at least in the last 5 or 6 years, he kind of sends out these salvos, to the media. And if you kind of listen carefully sometimes and read between the lines, you can hear what he's saying. And I thought it was interesting that he kind of went out there and said that, hey, listen, I mean, if you listen last week, it was, I'm going to do my thing and it's going to happen. So the key to the relationship is going to be where LaFleur is, if he's able to tolerate and stomach what Rodgers is going to do at times.
What do you think? I don't want to say what do you think happens, but more so maybe how good a team this is. Let me ask you this. How good do you think this team can be?
I think they could be a 10-12 win team. I really believe that. I kind of would be surprised if they were under 500. It's all going to come down to injuries, especially on offense. If they struggle, if the quarterback goes down, now all bets are off. But that's kind of the way it is with everybody's football team. But if everybody remains, for the most part healthy, they could be a 10-win, 10-win team. If you look around in the division, I'm not so sure the Vikings got better. The Bears, everybody's going to be kind of ready for those guys now. So we'll see what happens there. And the Lions, I would think that they have not gotten a whole lot better either. So I think when you look at it on paper, it's the Bears and everybody else. And so for them to really be successful, they're going to have to make some improvements running the ball, and that's going to be the big F. Can they run the ball with the current guys that they have on the roster? And that's going to be the big question. You know what you're going to get with the quarterback. You know what's this offense, at least what it has been in the past or what they've done in the past with this type of offense, it is basically run. It's off the run. They got to be able to run the ball. And if they can't do that, then it might be a little bit of a struggle. But everybody stays healthy. The defense is definitely going to be improved. I think 10, 11 wins you can probably feel pretty good about that. I think that's something that could happen.
It's not easy for a new head coach to take a team, to the postseason. How big of an accomplishment is it if Matt LaFleur does this? You look at a guy like Sean McVay, who's had this immediate success and this, it took a little while to kind of build it and get his philosophy, but should we feel that we have to wait a year because they have Aaron Rodgers as opposed to Sean McVay coming in and making his quarterback, who everybody had kind of cast aside, including Jeff Fisher, he turned his career around as opposed to Aaron Rodgers, who's already established. So should we expect postseason right away with a new rookie head coach?
I think great question. My opinion is a little bit different, probably from most people. I don't think the success of getting to the playoffs is going to be pinned solely on Matt LaFleur and the offense. I think it's on the other side of the ball. I think that if their defense, we saw what they did with their defense last year, middle of the road defense. They're in the top five, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Bill, in sacks with only one guy with 10 sacks. The rest were just scattered about. They improved on the outside linebacker position with Gary. We don't know what we're going to get there with pads, but to me, on the hoof and shorts, looks pretty good. I expect that defense to be dominant, and not dominant to the Ravens or someone like that. But I think that defense is be very, very good, and you're still going to win in this league if you can keep people from scoring 20 points or less. You will win the majority of your football games, and if that defense can do that, which all indications are, the defense is loaded for bear this year. That it could be, it could be a really great season. So I don't necessarily expect the offense to come out firing on all cylinders on week one of the regular season, but especially in the preseason. But the defense probably will be. In the defense, they're going to have to rely on that defense at least for the first six or eight games, and then the last four games. And if they can get to the postseason, I think that all the arrows are going to be pointing to the reason why is because the defense is playing so well versus the offense.
Talking with Eric Baranchik of the Green Bay Press Gazette. You know, when all this is made of Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur and all of this stuff, and I know we want to analyze it and overanalyze it, and we want to keep that alive for the next 6 weeks until or 5 weeks till we get into the you know preseason, or I should say training camp. But I get the sense that, you know, as Matt LaFleur has said time and again, and in that article of Michael Silver's, that we have to continue to talk. Does it sound to you like they're on the same page? It's just that they're trying to make all the ideas mesh? Or does it sound like we have to talk, like, boy, this is not going well, we have to talk?
I don't think it's this. I don't think it's that. I think it's, hey, listen, this is what I want to do. This is how we're going to run our team, our offensive side of the football. And you know, we need to make sure we're on the same page and get there quickly. Because the fear that I have, honestly, Bill, is if that thing comes off the rails early in the season, it's never going to get on the rails.
Right.
And it's going to be the problem. So it's really going to be training camp, preseason, first 2-3 weeks, probably the first 4 weeks of the season. If they come out of the shoot 1-3, I think it's going to be ugly. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But I suspect that it will see kind of choppiness at the beginning, and then it'll start to smooth its way out as it goes. It's like it is every time there's a new coordinator or a new head coach, that there's going to be some at the beginning. There's going to be a little some rough road. There's going to be some potholes, so to speak. But I think if there's some early success, that's going to be the key to that relationship.
How much are you buying into Jay Kumerow?
I don't know. You know, that's a great question. Pete and I talk about that guy quite frequently, and I'm not sure where he fits. I mean, I don't know where any of the other guys fit in. Other, you know, you got Davante Adams. That's the lock. Everyone else is still, honestly, kind of a question mark. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's a slot guy. I don't know if he's a outside guy. He certainly runs good routes. He's savvy, and runs his route running is obviously, he's been in the league for a while. The routes typically for receivers that are 3 years in the league, they know what they're doing at that point, if they last that long. And he knows what he's doing. And I think that, you know, the injury last year really, really was a setback in his career, especially with this football team. But I don't know. I wish I could give you a positive, you know, this or that. But I just don't know. I think there's a lot of talent, young talent behind him that still needs to be seasoned. And I don't know how you keep those guys off the field.
Yeah, I want to like him, and I do. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I just don't know where he's at. You know, I mean, he's not a burner. He runs really good routes. He's dependable. He can go up. He's got the intangibles, as Aaron Rodgers has bragged about. But is he your downfield guy? That appears to be Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Over the middle, maybe. You know, maybe he unseats, say, Equanimeous St. Brown for that role, because I think St. Brown has got that big wingspan and those big hands. I think he's kind of a poor man's Donald Driver. Are we looking for the next Jordy for some reason? Is that where this is going, and they're just trying to find somebody else that's reliable? Or because I just – look, I'm glad he brags about him and he's found somebody, but I just don't know if that guy has the chops to be that guy when it comes to the National Football League.
I agree. I think he's lacking some speed there, and there's some things there that are glaring. But, you know, you don't have to be the fastest guy. You don't have to be the biggest guy. You just got to find open spots, and that's kind of where his forte is. And perhaps he's more of the, you know, kind of like what you were saying about EQ. He's kind of the middle guy. He's going to catch those 10, 15 yards guys, you know, that kind of stuff. Run a good route, break one open once in a while. That's where I, you know, that's probably the role that he would fit into. As far as playing time, it's just going to be as, you know, to what extent are the younger guys, those two guys from last year, and if Kamon can do something this year. But, you know, I think MVS and EQ are the two guys that you look at that roster. I mean, these are the up-and-comers. You know, certainly their route running has to improve. They have the physical intangibles. But, you know, I just I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how the preseason works out and how they're going to do that. But I do know this, that if they're going to bunch things up, it certainly is going to be advantageous for Kumerow coming out of a bunch formation or coming out of a tighter formation than we've seen under Mike McCarthy, because he's not relying on just speed. And that's where your route running ability and your football IQ is going to take over.
Always good to chat, my friend. Enjoy the rest of the off season because I think we're, 30-something days away from camp starting, if I read correctly?
36 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, life really turns in 36 days, and it's kind of like, you know, hey, Bucks was exciting. Brewers are still pretty exciting. But for me, I tell you what, the calendar starts at first day training camp.
Yep, no doubt about it. Good stuff, man, and we will chat again soon, okay?
Take care.
Talk to you later.
Week.
There you go. That is our good friend Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey, if you're an over-the-road driver, do not forget, stop into your local Quick Trip or Quick Star. Get your fleet rewards card now. They have it. You can start earning rewards, and you can pick up things like free sodas, free coffees, and where the amenities are available, you can get free showers. And you know, hey, they want to take care of you. You're the one that delivers the goods and services to all of us. So if you're an over-the-road driver, you can download the app, go to the Quick Rewards app, the Fleet app, and you can also just stop into the stores, pick up the card, and you are good to go. It is that simple. It comes to you from our good friends over there at Quick Trip, one of the best, if not the best, service stations when it comes to customer service in the country. They're fantastic. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Don't get them girls loose, loose. Don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Coming up in the next hour, right out of the chute, we're going to do some buy or sell. Do some buy or sell. Get back into that Brewers road trip a little bit. The Bucks, here's the question, and Joe was touching on this a little bit earlier. Bucks don't have a choice tonight. They don't have a draft pick tonight. They've traded, in case you're just waking up, they traded it away along with Tony Snell for John Lohr of Detroit. And it's basically freeing up some money. So, do you have an interest? I mean, the hardcore NBA fan, I'm sure, is going to be paying attention to this. But are you watching or paying attention to the NBA draft? Are you just waiting till tomorrow to wake up and go, "Oh, okay, that's what went on"? You know what I mean? Maybe that's what you're doing. Just checking. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Would love to hear from you. Are you just kind of the casual fan? Waking up tomorrow going, no big deal. No big deal. I'm going to down to the Brewers game tonight. Going to be hanging out down there. A friend of mine, Dave Hawk, who was with Budweiser for a long time, now with MKE Brewing, They went to a golf outing, and I don't know if they bought this at an auction or if they won it, but they're taking a bunch of people tonight down into Miller Park. So I'm going to be heading out there tonight as a fan. I can't tell you the last time I went to the game just hanging out as a fan where you didn't have clients or something. You know what I mean? Because I've gone to a couple of games already this year where I'm out with clients, but you're schmoozing the whole time. Tonight, it's just you get to go. You get to have a few beers. You get to have a little food. You're just kind of hanging out, enjoying the game. So I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to be down the Brewers and the Reds tonight. That game gets underway this evening. Rather than, actually actually one of those goofy start time day games from the West Coast. So the Brewers and the Reds coming up tonight from Miller Park. And by the way, around the rest of the National League Central, the Marlins on the road taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. The Mets are in Chicago, as I had mentioned. And the Reds and the Brewers get underway this evening. That is a 7:10 first pitch. Jimmy Nelson tonight on the hill. Hoping to see a good one. Tanner Roark tonight for Cincinnati. He's going to go. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are idle tonight, so they do not start or have a game this evening. They're going to just kind of sit back and wait for the rest of the results. In the meantime, coming up in the next hour, like I had mentioned, we're going to have some buy or sell. And want to get back into this Brewers road trip. Now, they were in 2-6 on the road trip. And your level of frustration at this point is what? Is what? So we can go in many different directions here. We can talk about this team. Are they? Are you still World Series or bust aspirations? What is needed? If you think this team is not a World Series or bust team, what is needed to be a World Series or bust team? Which I think is a legitimate question. Want to get into that discussion as well. So stay tuned for all of that. All of that. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Again, 855-830-8648. And we'll talk some more Brewers baseball coming up here shortly as well. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.